Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
For all the analysis, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Mark Rosa.
That's quite a dramatic intro. Very dramatic.
I thought it was pretty appropriate. I did work on it. I thought...
You had Tim working round the clock?
No, he didn't do any of it. It was all me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to him separately. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, maybe it was him. I thought you liked it. If you don't like it, then that's all on Tim.
No, it was fine. Okay. It was fine. Appreciate it. How was your weekend?
Good, Mark. You had a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir. I did. And except again, all the rain, but that's all right.
But be clear, if you didn't like it, that's on Tim. That was Tim's idea. I hope we didn't have our blast of cool weather for the winter and spend it all.
No, we need more.
I hope not.
We need more.
All right, we're going to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Set the stage, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, last week we had some S&P numbers come out that the company's Standard & Poor's put together a service index. And any of these indexes, when it's at 50 or above, that means it's expansionary. When it's below 50, that means that whatever they're measuring is contractionary and firms are reducing their output. So from a service side, you've got most of the economy are service employees, and that fell yet again to 46. Well, what does that mean? Well, that's a number significantly lower than 50. It fell from 47 to 46. We have a decreasing number. It's at a three-month low.
Mark? That's the what?
Service index.
Service index.
Standard
okay.
& Poor's Services Index.
All right.
So you've got companies apparently contracting, and companies apparently pulling in, and I think on the wholesale level, on the company level, you know, a lot of companies are reacting to all the recession news or the belief that we're going to be in a recession next year at some point, and the Fed's not finished raising rates. So I think some of them are pulling in. So that's where you see that's just going out of business because they can't take it anymore. So that number has fallen, a three-month low. But the larger one on the manufacturing side, something that we don't see a lot just anecdotally in the economy. You know, so what the wholesalers doing on that end, that fell below 50, 47, and it's a two-and-a-half-year low. So I was interested to see that, and not in a good way interested to say that it's like the lowest it's been since the pandemic. And again, a lot of these manufacturers are reducing their output. They don't want to get stuck with a lot of inventory. They don't want to get stuck with if their eventual retail suppliers or the companies that they're selling to are not going to be able to sell the goods and services, whatever they're producing.
Right,
that was a big number.
We got to take a break, and this is what confuses me, because it seems like for every need, that's what the experts do at Helm. They hook you up with the right type of Benjamin Moore paint. It goes on easier, lasts longer. They got a great window treatment area over at Helm, a great eye for decorating, so the project comes out just right. Great rental center with paint sprayers and wallpaper steamers, so don't dare buy any of that. Just rent it from Helm and bring it back when you're finished. Locations all over the place, including the newest one on the West Bank, 91 West Bank Expressway. We West Bankers know that to be in the shopping center in Gretna with Academy Planet Fitness and Rouse's, and if you run out of paint, while you're painting, don't stop. Don't clean up. Just call Helm. They'll deliver what you need to your home in 2 hours or less. Let every painting project henceforth begin with a trip to HelmPaint.com and let Helm Paint Decorating steer you right.
Helm Paint and Supply.
7:47:13 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday Morning Markets with Mark, President, CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, as we talk about the week ahead on Wall Street. So if the S&P Manufacturing Index falls to a 2.5-year low, I would infer from that, but I'm just a layman, that the actions the Fed is taking to slow the economy are working, and that's what needs to be done, or am I wrong, Mark?
No, it's Tommy, from an analogous standpoint, you know how somebody says, boy, it's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
They're talking about an actual machine. They're talking about some business that's running well. Well, what the Fed has done is, I can't think of any few things more destructive than, why don't you put, like, sand in your oil inside the motor and see how it runs? You probably wouldn't get to the end of the block. And I liken it to that. A good friend of mine used that analogy. I continue to use
it. But wait, is the alternative then to have inflation?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. This is intentional, certainly. They started in April. They signaled that way ahead of time. Like we talked about since last year, I think they waited too long, but that's old business. So what they're doing is putting sand in the gears. And there's no surprise that we're seeing these types of numbers, but it tends to be so destructive. It tends to, you know, if people's jobs could be in jeopardy. The unemployment rate might tick up as a result. And some have forecasted, well, the unemployment rate needs to be like 5 or 6 mm-hmm. for this to really take place. And how destructive that is to an economy.
But
so
do we have a choice?
Well, that's it. And ideally, well, in a perfect world, which we don't live in one, mm-hmm. perfect world, they could have slowed the economy down enough to where they had the proverbial soft landing. We talked about that several shows ago, and I think they have a bad track record on that because I don't think they can engineer it properly because people do tend to do their own things and they digest that information individually. So we have, like this week, we have a GDP revision, expected no change, you know, from the third quarter is up almost 3%. So that is good news numbers. And then at the end of the week, we have the unemployment rate that's expected to not change, 3.7%. So these are kind of, they're backward looking. We still have some rate increases that need to be priced in. They're going to raise, I think we're going to be on Fed watch because on the, I think, 13th and 14th, and I might have said last week when Dave and I were on that they were meeting this week. That was an error. Mm-hmm. 13, 14, the last meeting of the year. Talk about 25 basis points. Others are saying they might have to go 50, to another half a point, and they might sit on their hands for a little bit in 2023 and just wait till all this kind of manifests itself. Because the last couple of rate increases, well, they've not even been cooked into the economy yet, so expect some more slowdown. So I think some of the firms that, like we're saying with the manufacturing, we don't necessarily see that. It's, and on top of supply chain issues that continue to persist, I think that's where they're pulling back. I don't want to sit on a bunch of inventory. I don't want to manufacture things that can't be sold to the end users or to the end companies. And, you know, so this is kind of predictable, but it's no fun to go through this. And I think the market this week, I don't know if it's going to do much at all, even with the items that we have coming out. We have income numbers. We have more manufacturing numbers coming out, some construction spending, inflation data. The Fed's preferred inflation data is going to come out. Again, it's backward looking, so we're going to have to kind of tease through that. But I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change until the Fed releases this next decision.
So
and then again, 13, 14.
Did they jam on the brakes too quickly? Should they have, eased the down on a pedal a little bit?
Well, I think most of the digestion of that is saying, well, they had to be aggressive. If you recall, I think it was during the summer, we were talking about those 75 basis point increases, the first one that size since like 20 years ago. So in that vernacular, somebody might say, well, yeah, that was a little bit too. I felt my head touching the windshield when they did now like 4 of them in a row at 75 basis points. But that was too, you know, they lost some of their credibility. They should have stopped injecting $100 billion a month into the economy. We had so much liquidity out there, causing the inflation, low rates, combination of which that they went all the way until March. They were injecting money, even when they were complaining about the rate of inflation, they kept injecting money. So that's again, kind of old business. So the first quarter of this year, they kept that pace, and it really needed to, they needed to start pulling back, some argue like a year ago, this month or a year ago last summer. But that's not what was going on. They were foot on the gas pedal for sure.
You have an inflation calculator, do you not? Jefferson Financial? Yes, you do.
Yes,
right? Yeah. So
that.
You know what? Because
yes.
Somebody texted in here, Mark, and maybe we can talk about this on Friday, with Managing Your Money with Mark, because the text says, yes, the more money Americans make, the more things cost. I don't understand this inflation complaint. The reverse is Americans lose their job, so that others can pay a little less for bread. You can tackle that on Monday, on Friday, how about Friday. With?
Yeah, that's fine. We need to talk about it, especially as some of these numbers are coming out this week. We'll digest those and bring in the calculator.
And in the meantime, you can go to jeffersonfinancial.org and you can find the calculator tab in the middle of the page. And you can find a lot of helpful calculators there, including one to talk about inflation. So thank you, Mark. Yes. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
All righty. You bet. 7:54, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.